Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. You may remember that famous Longfellow poem, but in a moment we'll separate fact and fiction about Paul Revere's ride when the American countryside returns after this. Andrew Alexander retells the story often, the story of Paul Revere's midnight ride. Dr. Joseph Warren, a Patriot leader in Boston, got word that the British soldiers were on the move and summoned two trusted men to get the word to Lexington and Concord.
Dr. Joseph Warren's assignment to Revere and to Dawes was to both go to Lexington, Massachusetts, and warn Samuel Adams and John Hancock, the Patriot leaders who were out there in the country, that the King's soldiers, the regulars, were headed their way. The reason Warren sent two messengers was this was such an important assignment. He wanted to make sure that at least one got there.
Revere sent word to the Old North Church to signal with two flashes of light, the sign that the British were on the move. Meanwhile, Revere rode to Lexington. The two met a local Patriot leader, Dr. Prescott, and the three attempted to ride on to Concord to warn the other citizens.
Shortly after that, they're intercepted by a patrol of the King's soldiers, and Dr. Prescott, who knew the territory out there real well, he got away and got into Concord. Dawes managed to get away from the King's soldiers, but Revere was held in question for a while. They took away his borrowed horse, but they let him walk.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow made Revere famous when he published his poem about the midnight ride, but some of the details are not historically accurate.
Longfellow unfortunately doesn't mention William Dawes, and the other major problem historically with Longfellow's poem is that he has Revere wading across the river for the lantern signals, and that's historically inaccurate. The signals were not to Revere, they were from him. They were for the Patriots across the river in Charlestown.
But if it were not for Longfellow, you may have never heard of Paul Revere. Traveling the countryside in Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.